Hi, Lois.
It's good to talk with you again. I've called before, and I really enjoy your show.
Thank you, ma'am.
And, okay, I'll get to it here. I fell on my arm about 5 weeks ago, and I was told that my wrist was sprained.
Ow.
I had an x-ray, and I actually had an old injury about 45 years ago on the same arm when I was riding a motorcycle in it, and I had a meeting with a Cadillac. It's been a little problematic all the years, but it's been getting better with acupuncture and osteopathic manipulation and cranial therapy.
Okay, good
and
for you,
man. And also with what's the stuff that you, niacinamide, it is actually moving the best it ever has. And it's less lumpy, and I do think the niacinamide has also helped. But when I fell on it, when they x-rayed, they said there was a old non-union fracture of the scaphoid bone in the wrist. And it could be I'm having more trouble with that than I am with actually the sprain. There's two parts to my question. One is just what would you recommend for just general nutritional support for all the soft tissues? And that could apply to, I've had issues all through my body generally, but especially the arm. And then the other part is about the inflammation in the wrist. I'm wondering what you would suggest. They want me to see do an ortho consult, but I understand all they're going to do is decide whether or not it ought to be injected, and they won't even do any treatment. I have much better luck with alternative treatment, so I want to ask you, what might you recommend?
Okay, ma'am. Well, if there's a bone in there that hasn't healed up, it's hard to say, really, whether that's behind it or behind part of it or behind all of it or behind none of it. You can't really say.
Exactly.
But there is something you can do that won't hurt a thing. Now, there are some orthopedic surgeons, not all, and it's actually a minority, who have learned that magnets, high-powered, at least compared to the average refrigerator magnet, high-powered magnets, when put next to fractures, they can help them to heal much more rapidly.
Even if they're old ones?
Yes, even if they're old ones, man. It's the darndest thing. So one can find therapeutic magnets. I'm not talking about you have to go off and sit in a magnetic room, nothing like that. One can find a magnet, that one can simply take a flexible bandage and strap that magnet to the wrist and keep it on while you're doing something at home. I don't think you'd want to go around walking in public with it. They might be afraid you'd whack them with it. But anyway, you can just sit on that, and you have to make sure to put the negative side down. People who sell therapeutic magnets usually will tell you all about that, and they definitely are available online as well as in the stores, ma'am. So that's one thing to think about is just a magnet. Now, can that magnet hurt anything? Not unless you whack yourself in the head with it. Other than that, it's not going to hurt
anything. Or maybe if you put the positive pole down.
There you go. That's true, too. You're quite right, ma'am. So you're not likely to hurt yourself. Now, that's on the wrist. I'm glad to hear that niacinamide helped the rest of the body. Insofar as strengthening the tissues, ma'am, it's a doggoneest thing, but here we go again. That stuff that our public servants are trying to attack and get rid of, namely bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, can do that big time. Now, how does it do it? Well, some women actually volunteered to have their skin biopsied. I am not kidding you, ma'am. Before and after applying such low doses of estrogens that they didn't even raise their blood levels. In other words, it all soaked into the skin, but it did not raise their blood levels. And that worked, but here it also works if you take it systemically and it's delivered from your blood. Well, anyway, they had a prior to therapy skin biopsy, and they looked at what are called the elastic fibers in the skin cells, and they looked at what are called the fibroblasts, and all that is fancy Greek for these cells that make fiber inside of each cell. And they looked at those, and they looked at the amount of elastic tissue itself, not only this part that makes it, but the elastic fibers. They also looked at the regular collagen fibers. And oh my goodness, they had a significant increase in both of them just by rubbing in teeny tiny doses of estrogens into their skin. And once again, The systemic will do the same thing. How do I know? Because women who've been taking bioidentical hormone replacement, which is totally safe if you do it with somebody who knows what they're doing with it, they, by the time they've been using it 10 to 15 years, they're looking significantly younger than the people they graduated high school and college from. I'm not kidding. Yeah.
Well, on that score, I could say that I do see Dr. Morkow from time to time, and I am on a minimal dose of estrogen and progesterone.
Well, good. You've got that going. So,
so
the next one
might
more thing.
That dose need to be increased or put topical?
You need to check with Dr. Morkow about that. However, remember, that is about increasing the dose you're rubbing in because that gets into the systemic, and we don't want that too high systemically. But remember, what was rubbed into the skin was such a low dose that it did not increase the blood levels, and that's totally safe. And that stuff, Dr. Morkow can prescribe. It comes through one of the compounding pharmacies that made it all up and did a wonderful job, and it's called Elastic Skin Cream.
Elastic Skin. Oh, cool.
She can
prescribe
that for you. It can be rubbed into any skin that you'd like to improve. It, of course, first goes to the facial skin for most ladies, and it does make a difference there. Now, before I go to the next person, I'm going to ramble really quick about one other thing, and that's an Asian botanical called Centella, C-E-N-T-E-L-L-A, Centella.
S-E-N-T-E-L-L-A,
no,
C-E-N-T-E-L-L-A, got it.
No, it just starts with a C, there's no S.
Oh, C, sorry.
C-E-N-T-E-L-L-A. And then the next word is Asiatica, which is just Asia with a ticka on it. What that one is found to do, ma'am, is once again increase the fibrous tissue in skin. No kidding. And you can buy that in any natural food store, the Toma dispensary, your local compounding pharmacy. But they are not allowed to tell you what to do with it, nor are they allowed to hand you a copy of the scientific research because the FDA might get them.
I'm well aware of that.
Yeah. So anyway, you can read online about it, though. For whatever reason, FDA isn't shutting down the websites that tell you what to do with botanicals.
Oh, that's
good. Yeah, well, they probably will get around to it, but they haven't done it yet. So anyway, ma'am, take a look at that one, too. Yeah, those two things. Yes, ma'am.
And a quick thing beyond that is that I've also carried a diagnosis of fibromyalgia for many years, and it's also gradually getting better. Is there anything else to add or increase a dose?
Yes, ma'am. Here, you know, I'm going to go fast here. So
I know.
Let's go. Anyway, it was long ago found that low-dose lithium would help with fibromyalgia. No kidding. And lithium is the stuff that helps us build new brain cells. And if we keep it at the doses that are sold in the natural food stores and not go to the really high doses for bipolar disease, it's well within the range of safety. And what do you know? It helps a lot of people with fibromyalgia.
Oh, thank you very much.
So there you go, ma'am.
Oh, great. Have a great day, and you've sure made mine better.
Well, ma'am, thank you so much for calling in, because I'm sure that there's more than you that has at least one of these problems. And
I'm not.
We're both getting the word out, aren't we?
Yes,
ma'am. Okay. Bye now. Thanks for calling.